The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It's 3:04, so 4 minutes after the hour of 3 p.m. on May 28th, 2020, and you're listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam. With me is Becky. How are you?
Well,
oh.
Muted.
Yeah, it helps if I turn you up, doesn't it? How you doing?
Now full of voice. I'm okay. Doing well.
Yeah. Pulling it out, why don't you?
Yeah, sorry.
So I don't know. Today is, for me, I'm still working on a bunch of technical things that would be kind of hard to discuss, or at least not hard, fairly easy to discuss, but also very boring to discuss on radio.
They seem a little bit convoluted to those who don't speak the language of you and your people.
So I've just been poking at computers and trying to get IPv6 turned on in my house. So that I can meet some client needs. What's been going on in education?
Starting to envision what next school year looks like.
Is that something you can really do when you don't know if you're actually going to be in person or not?
Yes, because we don't know whether we're going to be in person, but we do know that we're not going to be like what fall of 2019 was like. And so trying to start re-envisioning what things would be ideal. There's some cool things going on. So a lot of just different gathering of stakeholder voices from across the state. Parents, staff, community members, teachers, kids. So that's cool.
Okay. Sounds pretty good. Ready to get on to today's news?
Yes, I am.
All right.
State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to state-level stuff, the State Department of Labor and Industries has been granted authority to close and or fine businesses and employers up to $10,000 for failure to comply with state-issued directives. Businesses will be given the opportunity to voluntarily adjust prices or risk the fine and forced closure.
That should be adjust their practices.
Their practices. Yeah, I did say, yeah, that says practices. Let's try that again. Businesses will be given the opportunity to voluntarily adjust practices or risk the fine and be forced forced closure. Right. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble with that. In-person inspections by LNI officials may accompany phone calls and written or electronic communication. The University of Washington researchers have found that half of new coronavirus infections in the state are now occurring in people under the age of 40, reflecting what health officials speculate are social trends where younger individuals are more heavily represented among essential workers or might be less carefully distancing themselves from others. Officials stress that infected individuals can still pass the virus on to vulnerable individuals even without experiencing symptoms. Herd immunity, where at least 70% of a population is infected and recovers, would only be achieved through a level of contagion that health officials say would overwhelm hospitals and result in high mortality. A fourth child in Washington has been diagnosed and hospitalized with a dangerous inflammatory syndrome linked to COVID-19. Health officials advise that children diagnosed with the illness appear healthy before developing symptoms that can be life-threatening. Parents and caretakers should watch children for extended fever or headache, abdominal pain, fatigue, and shortness of breath, and contact healthcare providers for further advice if they see such things. In much better news than that, Washington State Parks are waiving entrance fees on June 6th and 7th, which is in a little under two weeks now, right?
Indeed.
All right.
About a week from now.
Yeah. Oh, a week from now?
So thinking about next weekend.
My clock is super off. All right. Sounds good.
There is some regional news. Kitsap County has moved to reopening phase two, and Snohomish County officials have issued their intent to do the same. Individuals in Thurston County are now required to wear masks over their nose and mouth when in all indoor public settings and outdoors where they are unable to maintain 6 feet of space from others who aren't in the same household. While Major League Soccer has approved voluntary small group training sessions, the Seattle Sounders athletes will not participate until local guidelines permit small gatherings. Sounders athletes were able to voluntarily begin individual training sessions last week, and the Tacoma-based OL Reign actually moved their training to Thurston County to comply with government and health policies.
Do we just not have news on baseball? The other sport I follow?
No, I didn't check.
Okay.
No news on that. If you've got news on that, please let us know, Rainiers.
Yeah. Moving on to Tacoma, the property company that manages the Tacoma-based apartment complex called the Boulders at Puget Sound will be issuing payments directly to tenants as part of a lawsuit resolution. The company had issued eviction notices or other prohibited communications to around 1,400 tenants in violation of a statewide eviction moratorium. 14 tenants will have April rental fees forgiven or refunded, and nearly $247,000 will be divided amongst 1,441 tenants who receive deceptive or harassing communications. The company is also barred from issuing eviction notices through at least July 31st. Moving on, the City of Destiny Awards and the Tacoma Historic Preservation Awards that were originally scheduled for tonight, May 28th, have been postponed. More information on both events can be found at cityoftacoma.org. Fairly heavy stuff in the news updates today, but I think that just goes to show that, we're not out of the woods yet, especially here in Pierce County.
Definitely not. But if you want to get into the woods, you can go to state parks on June 6th and 7th.
Really?
Really.
You can go to state parks, but...
You're right, Sam, that we're not out of the woods, even as different counties experience fewer... rates of transmission, we're looking at it cautiously, or state officials at least are looking at it cautiously to see if there is an uptick in more infections and kind of what needs to be done from there on in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we still things are looking better, at least throughout the state. And there is the path out is visible if we're not walking that quickly along it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. And now on to the interview.
I'm excited this afternoon to continue our discussion and exploration of sound outreach. I've got Brian Flint with me. He is the executive director. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having us on the air.
Well, we talked yesterday with Lynn Willis, who's one of Sound Outreach's community embedded employment coaches, and she gave us a kind of an overview of what sound outreach is. But for those who may have missed yesterday's conversation, what is sound outreach, especially from a director's perspective?
Yeah, Sound Outreach is a nonprofit organization that serves Pierce County, and we are working with families and individuals who are struggling to make ends meet. And we have services of financial counselors and employment coaches that work as a team to help people with things like improve their credit scores, get them out of bad debt, improve incomes, create a career path. We create an action plan with a budget and goals and do accountability and support. And so we're really helping people who are employed and have income, but because of high housing costs or medical debt or whatever reason, just are having trouble making ends meet at the end of the month, and they're having to make, big sacrifices around having to buy medicine or, struggling to pay the rent. And so we're really there to be a support network for those individuals.
I'm sure that with our atypical times, you may have folks that may not have previously been in that kind of circumstance that are now finding themselves in that circumstance. What are the kinds of programs that are offered and facilitated by Sound Outreach?
Yeah, so, you know, we typically say that about a little over 30% of the population is in the category of the folks we work with. And of course, with COVID and so many businesses and the economy basically being shut down, so many more people are in that situation of struggling to figure out where the income is to cover expenses. And so one of the things that we've responded to is trying to help people with rental assistance and utility assistance and make sure that they are able to access unemployment benefits. And we've gotten information out about how to get the stimulus checks when those came out, help people find banks that are easily accessible if they don't have a bank account and need those kinds of resources. So it's really helping people in the short term figure out what resources from the government or the community is there to help them. And then as we move into trying to recover, we are meeting with folks individually to create up what we're calling getting back to work or getting back into a financial stability. And so helping people really think through what they can do to survive this time and try and thrive financially.
Now, one of the services I saw that isn't related to this particular time, but is one of the perennial things, is really centered around strengthening families. And that usually calls to mind things like parenting classes or counseling and things like that. But come to find out, you know, as more of a financial stability organization, how does Sound Outreach look at how finances are related to strengthening families?
Finances touch every part of our life, and so when we're working with our clients, we're focused on people's finances, but in that we're talking about their physical health, their mental health, their living situation, their relationship with their families, and we're addressing those issues that may be a barrier or helping them get resources that will help them and help them move forward. And so it's really a comprehensive approach, and it's really about a relationship. And we work to have a relationship over the course of 2 to 3 years with our clients so that we can really support them in a journey of setting goals and achieving those goals. And we work with families or with individuals.
I think anytime someone is searching for and in need of stability, anything that sounds like, hey, we can continue this for 2 to 3 years, is huge compared to things that seem like just a one-off grant or here's a little bump up or assistance. So that's really impressive. Lynn yesterday had told me that all of the services are without fees for the clients. So how the heck can you, as an organization, sustain and be financially stable yourselves offering these services, you know, free for the community?
Yeah. Yeah, our services are free to the individuals who participate, and we have contracts and grants, private donors. We have contracts with the City of Tacoma and other organizations, and we're part of United Way's Center for Strong Families movement, and so we get funding from national and local sources that help us support our work.
And in terms of your work, specifically as an executive director, who do you work with? What are you doing day in, day out?
Yeah, I like to joke that my job is to keep people happy and raise money. So I'm working with the staff. We have 18 staff, and so I'm helping manage them and solve problems and provide resources for them to help them be successful. And then a big part of my job is working with our board of directors. We have 11 board of directors, and then raising money. So our budget's about a little less than $2 million, and I have to make sure that funding flows through. And we've been very fortunate during the COVID incident to be fairly stable with our funding so that we can assist people.
From one nonprofit volunteer to, I guess, another nonprofit paid staff member, that's my hat's off to you because it can be really challenging. Do you have any advice for folks right now who are coming from sectors that really might be hard hit, you know, like food service or entertainment and hospitality, folks that didn't really picture themselves as needing some of those kinds of assistance or might be new to that?
Yeah, time of a crisis is really a good time to take stock, to look at your credit, look at where your expenses are going. Maybe this is a good time if you're unemployed and taking unemployment to maybe look at some skills development and sharpen up some of your skills if you may need to or want to make a change in your in what you're working at. And so this is a good time to think through that. So it's a good time to really kind of think about how you're managing your money, what are your priorities, where do you need help, and reach out for that help. There's a lot of folks. I mean, whether it's you need shelter and food, or you need help, you know, with medical debt, or there's people out there that want to help at this time. So please reach out. There's a lot of folks that we're not hearing from. The digital divide is a real issue. People don't have internet access. We're all trying to do things by the internet. So just really encourage people to reach out to those organizations that can help them.
Good call about mentioning that digital divide. And some of our listeners may be in that position. You know, we do stream online, but some folks may be listening to us via the, you know, the radio dial. What would you suggest? Is there a phone number for Sound Outreach that people can call, or should they stick to 211 that, you know, might direct them through Sound Outreach or other orgs?
Yeah, 211 is a great option. So that's just a simple phone number, 211. And you can talk with a trained volunteer about what issues you're facing, and they can direct you to a number of organizations, including Sound Outreach. And so they'll refer folks to Sound Outreach. If anything we've said in this interview is of interest, folks can call us directly. We are located on the hilltop, but our offices are closed. And the phone number is 253-593-2111. So that's 593-2111.
And then for those that maybe have straddled that digital divide, the website for Sound Outreach is?
Yeah, it's really simple. It's soundoutreach.org. All one word, soundoutreach.org. You can also send an email at info@soundoutreach.org. And on our website, we have resources. We have a page full of resources to help you in this time. And we also have a form people can fill out and request for one of our staff to call them back and connect with them.
Brian, is there anything else that you'd like to share with KTQA listeners?
You know, we're proud to be part of Tacoma, part of Pierce County, and to be located on the hilltop. We're part of the community. We're really missing folks having our doors closed at this point. And we're really looking forward to really being back and seeing faces on Hilltop. And just reach out to us if we can help you in any way.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I was really excited to be talking with your colleague Lynn yesterday, who's down in the Spanaway area. And I'll be excited to be speaking with Tim tomorrow, sort of continuing our week of talking about Sound Outreach on KTQA Daily Briefing.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. We love the work you're doing.
Brian Flint is the Executive Director of Sound Outreach.
For non-emergency information, you can dial 311. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. daily@ktqa.org is our email address, and you can call us at a number that begins with 253-330-8821. See you next week. Tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3.
I just
Tacoma.
Can't get anything right today, can I? Sorry, Morgan.